The lament for this Sunday is from Jeremiah chapter 9. Take up weeping and wailing for the mountains and a lamentation for the pastures of the wilderness, because they are laid waste so that no one passes through, and the lowing of cattle is not heard. Both the birds of the air and the animals have fled and are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a lair of jackals, and I will make the towns of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. Who is wise enough to understand this? To whom has the mouth of the Lord spoken so that they may declare it? Why is the land ruined and laid waste like a wilderness so that no one passes through? And the Lord says, because they have forsaken my law that I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice or walked in accordance with it, but have stubbornly followed their own hearts and have gone after the Baals as their ancestors taught them.
Our text of praise this morning is from Isaiah 55. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy, and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Grace and peace be yours from our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier. The Holy Spirit is amazing, truly amazing. There is no way that Pastor Asher could have known that we would wake to piles of snow this morning when he was picking the text for this Lenten season. And yet, here we are, reflecting on creation as we are reminded about the power and unpredictability of our natural world. We've seen many reminders in the last few years about how unpredictable God's green earth can be. Wildfires, hurricanes, polar vortices, flooding, droughts, avalanches. We've seen the heartbreaking photos of koalas dehydrated and scared in Australia. We've also been devastated by the burn area around Sky Ranch Lutheran Camp, but also grateful that firefighters were able to preserve so much of it. We've heard about the hardship of cold weather on a system designed for heat in Texas. We are so much more aware these days of the fragility of our environment. Our eyes are more open to the damage we are causing as human beings. Giant trash piles swirl in our oceans. Fish are afflicted by our pollution, laden with plastics and heavy metals. Sidewalks are littered with one-time use masks. Sighs too deep for words fill our prayers for creation as we confront the difficulties of living with creation and diminishing our impact. And though we can't directly compare the text for our Jeremiah text, and though we can't directly compare the context of our Jeremiah text with our 21st century reality, we have before us ground ripe for communal reflection. Jeremiah speaks to God's people about the upcoming exile. He calls out the community for the many ways in which they have neglected God's way. The consequence of their sinful ways will be borne not only by them, but also by the promised land itself. Understanding the Bible as a living word Let us turn to what it evokes for us. We hear from the prophet about desolation and a call for mourning for the natural world. Take up weeping and wailing for the mountains and a lamentation for the pastures of the wilderness, because they are laid waste, so that no one passes through, and the lowing of the cattle is not heard. Both the birds of the air and the animals have fled and are gone. Both domestic and wild creatures, the land itself, wilderness and mountain, are laid waste. No place is untouched by our destructive path. Our hubris deludes us into thinking creation belongs to us, that it is there for our taking, that we are the only part of creation that matters. Jeremiah points us to God's way instead of the erroneous way of our own hearts. Why is the land ruined and laid waste like a wilderness, so that no one passes through? And the Lord says, because they have forsaken my law that I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice or walked in accordance with it, but have stubbornly followed their own hearts and have gone after the Baals as their ancestors taught them. We go after the Baals, the false gods, when we disregard all the rest of what God has made, when our focus is our gain or even just our convenience. We make a god for ourselves when we put profit above all else. Our lack of concern, our disregard and neglect has real world and long-lasting consequences. We often fail to see our interconnectedness until it affects us personally. People care when property is caught in the inferno. People care when rising sea levels require costly mitigations to protect golf courses and resorts. But by the time we take notice, much has been irrevocably lost. We realize, many times too late, our lack of attentiveness. By contrast, though, Scripture reminds us of God's attention and God's intention. God created all. God cares for all. God created with diversity, and God created delicate ecosystems in which one created thing depends on others and vice versa. We are surrounded by the beauty of creation. Today, we are blanketed with gentle crystals of frozen water that refresh the thirsty mountains. There is ebb and flow, give and take in creation. And to our take, 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 God steps in to give. We often think of Christ's sacrifice as one for humanity, which it is, for all of humanity. But it is more than that too. Our anthropocentric focus misses that God in human flesh reconciles all of creation with God's self. Christ suffers with creation too, bearing the scars of human sin that spill into our environment. In the wilderness, Jesus was attended to by the wild animals when he was tested by the devil. And Jesus uses the dust of the earth to heal the blind man when he puts mud on his eyes. In the earthen tomb, humanity and nature are embraced as death gives way to new life. Resurrection and restoration don't only belong to us, but all of creation. And we see signs of this in our world. Last summer was not the first time that Sky Ranch has had a brush with wildfires. 20-some years ago, fire ravaged the surrounding forest. You can walk through the burn area. You can still see clearly the charred earth and the remnants of burned trunks. But in the midst of the destruction, there is a plethora of new life. Baby trees, wildflowers, and underbrush repopulate the area. God's purpose cannot be shaken. God's intent for creation will be accomplished. Through Isaiah, God speaks to us. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return empty to me, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. I find this one of the most comforting of all of Scripture. God says that ultimately, despite our power for destruction, God's power is greater. And we also hear a vision of harmony with all things created. There is a promise that the balance of the universe will be found in God, in God's time. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. What an image. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be to the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. When creation rejoices, we too shall shout out with joy. God is ever present in our world, in all that is created, to bring restoration, to heal and renew. And we, as God's beloved, redeemed and renewed, are a part of that reconciling work too. God in Christ, in the power of the Spirit, frees us from our self-focus to see the beauty and the worth of all things, from the smallest creatures to the weather systems that confront us. This day, we are presented with an opportunity to see the immensity of what God has created, to see the world beyond our streets and houses and those things we have made. We look out the window to see what God has made. We pause to consider our part in this vast world. We lament our part in the decay, and we rejoice in God's recreation, God's renewing of all things. God makes all things new. All things. Amen.